Now, a jury at the inquest into the death of a County Clare woman whose body was found in a burnt-out mobile home 20 years ago has returned a verdict of unlawful killing. The remains of Emer O'Loughlin, who was a native of Ennisdiamon, were discovered in a caravan on land at Ballyborna near Tubber in County Clare on the 8th of April 2005. Our Midwest correspondent Petula Martin was at today's inquest. Petula, thanks for joining us. Before we talk about what's been happening over the past few hours, can we talk about the events of 20 years ago? What happened?
Yes, Rachel. Emer O'Loughlin from Ennisdiamon in County Clare. She was a 23-year-old art student at the time of her death. She was living with her boyfriend in a mobile home, and on the morning of April 8th, 2005, before he went to work, he told her that she should charge her mobile phone in a neighbour's mobile home because they were having problems with power at their caravan. And it was in this neighbour's burnt-out caravan later that day that her remains were found that afternoon. Now, the remains weren't identified as the 23-year-olds until the following day, following DNA analysis. The scene at Ballyvorna was preserved at the time and a Garda investigation got underway, and the case remains open to this day over 20 years later.
So all these years later then, an inquest into Emer's death has finally taken place. Tell us about this morning's hearing.
Well, a post-mortem examination was carried out on Miss O'Loughlin's remains by the then Deputy State Pathologist Dr. Michael Curtis at Galway Hospital the day after her death. And in his evidence today, Dr. Curtis said the examination concluded that it was probable but not absolutely certain that she was dead before the fire. He said it was impossible to exclude strangulation or a cut to the throat as the cause of death, and so the cause of death in that post-mortem examination was undetermined. The inquest also heard evidence from Dr. Laureen Buckley. She's a forensic anthropologist who carried out a second post-mortem examination after Miss O'Loughlin's remains were exhumed 5 years later in May 2010. Dr. Buckley said the skull was detached from the body when the remains were found, and that could have been due to a fall or caused by violence. She said the absence of knife striations did not rule out the use of a knife in her death. She was also asked by the deceased sister, Pam O'Loughlin, if the injuries to the vertebrae were consistent with deliberate violence by another person. And she replied, "It could have been, but I couldn't say with certainty." She said there was possible violence to the front of Miss O'Loughlin's neck.
So the jury returned a verdict of unlawful killing, which was what the family had been hoping for. And you've been speaking to the O'Loughlin family, I gather.
Yes, that's right. Emer O'Loughlin's family have welcomed today's verdict. And we'll hear now from her sister, Pam O'Loughlin.
It's the first time that the state has acknowledged that Emer O'Loughlin was actually killed by someone else. Up until now, we've had suspicious deaths, etc., etc., but this is the first time that we've actually had it confirmed that she was killed by someone else, and it was what we came here today for.
The family, as you can hear, they've long campaigned for justice for Emer for 20 years now. It's been a long road for the family, but they feel they're getting a step closer to getting that justice for Emer. And this is her father, John O'Loughlin.
Well, our family has been devastated the past 20 years. And I think this case, this verdict today was closure. So, you know.
It means a lot to you.
It means an awful lot to us. At least we know exactly now when the state have acknowledged it now.
And that was John O'Loughlin, father of Emer O'Loughlin. He was speaking to reporters outside that inquest in Kilrush in County Clare this morning.